Turn with me for our scripture reading to Luke chapter 2. This is not our text. In a moment, you'll see why we're reading this. Luke chapter 2, verse 1 says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them." Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you tonight, praising and glorifying you for all of the things that you have revealed to us and said to us in your word. Lord, we're truly a blessed people. And we pray, Lord, that you might enable us to come and worship our Lord, worship our Savior that was born into this world. Lord, we pray that you might enable us to truly gather in his name and truly meet right now with a sincere heart of bowing and worshiping and praising and honoring and glorifying. Lord, would you enable us to worship? Without you, it is impossible. We need you so desperately, and we beg for your presence. Lord, we beg for your help. Please help us to meet with you. We pray, Lord, that you will help all of your people everywhere that meet tonight or whenever that may be. Lord, help your people and bless your word. We pray for this service right now. We pray for the service that will be held tomorrow. We pray for the services that will be held Sunday, Lord, would you please meet with us and don't leave us to ourselves and don't let us go. We pray for all of the men who will stand and declare the glory of the gospel. Lord, help them, strengthen them, encourage them, comfort them, give a message to them, and then bless it to the hearts of your people, if you would be willing. Lord, we pray for our loved ones that are going through great trials. We have so many that are going through different illnesses, and some going through them themselves, and some have loved ones who are going through them. Lord, we pray for each one. We pray that you'll be with your people and touch them and heal them, Lord, according to your will. Whether that healing is physical in this life or for all of us, one day it will be the eternal healing to come. Lord, just comfort us through it, we pray. Be with our children, Lord. Be with our families. Lord, please show great mercy. If you would be willing, Lord, we would ask for a revival of your word. We would ask, Lord, that you would raise up a true hearing of your word. Lord, we pray that you have sheep. We pray that you have people, Lord, that are yet to come to you. Would you please call them, if that be the case, Lord? You are able. If you are willing, Lord, we would give you all honor and glory. Please help us tonight, Lord, we ask once more, please be with us. Focus our minds, our ears, our hearts, our eyes, Lord. Help us and forgive us all. For Christ's sake, we pray. Amen. Turn with me to 463, and let's all stand together again.
Blessed.
Turn with me, if you would, to Psalm 34. Psalm 34. Last Sunday night, Brother William brought a message to us from Psalm 34. And it blessed my heart so much, I asked him after the service was over if he would mind if I preached the same thing again Wednesday night. Psalm 34, the exact same thing. I'm not going to do that. I was joking. But not really. Every verse that he read, it blessed me so much. Honestly, it blessed me so much. I sat right there in your spot, third row. And every verse he read, I sat there thinking, I would love to say that again. I would love to preach that. I was so jealous of William Sunday night. I was sitting there thinking, I wish I was standing there saying that. It was so good. Monday morning, I was still thinking about it, so I turned back to Psalm 34, and I read the first three verses again. They say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. William asked us Sunday night, by way of preaching this, if we would magnify the Lord with him. And I thought, there is honestly nothing I'd rather do. There is nothing I would rather do. There is nothing more enjoyable for God's people than magnifying the Lord together. Isn't that true? Exalting his name together. Making our boast in him together. That's what every child of God wants to do. That's what every believer wants to do. And as I was reading this Monday morning, I turned back over here as I was reading this and thinking about how enjoyable it is every time you find a brother or a sister who desires to do that with you. While I was reading this, I found one more. While I was listening to Brother William preach this, I was thinking, I want to join in. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Yes, I want to join in. Let me be counted among the number who boast in the Lord. And then as I looked back over this Monday morning, I found another believer who wants to join in. I was looking at the references in the center margin, if your Bible has those, and in verse 2, I have a little M next to make her boast in the Lord. And that little M says to go to Luke chapter 1, verse 46. So I did that. And when I got there, this is what I found. Turn with me over to Luke chapter 1. This will be our text tonight. Luke chapter 1, verse 46 says, and Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. David said it. Mary said it. William said it. I say it, and you say it too, don't you? Oh, come. Let's all do this together. Is this not the most precious thing that we have on this earth? Let's all do this together. Let's all say this together. Every child of God will say, me too. Me too. Count me in too. I want to magnify Him. I want to exalt Him. I want to boast in everything that He has done for me. Me too. We got to listen Sunday night to David's boast there in Psalm 34. I want us to listen in tonight to Mary's boast. I've titled this message, "And Mary Said." That's the title of this message, "And Mary Said." Now, you know this story, but just to remind you of the circumstance here, this is the moment when the angel Gabriel first announced to Mary that she would be with child. Look at verse 26, Luke 1, verse 26. It says, "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored." I love that. "Thou that art highly favored." Again, if you have a center margin in your Bible, you'll see that means graciously accepted. Much graced. Thou that art much graced. Verse 28, "The angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end." And just like when those wise men came after our Lord was born and told Mary and Joseph what all they had heard and seen. And it says Mary pondered these things in her heart. You know that after this encounter with God's angel, after these things were revealed to her, she pondered these things in her heart. And based on what she ended up saying, we can clearly see that God gave her faith to believe it. These things were told to her, and we can see God gave her faith to believe it. Look at verse 30 again. It says, "The angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end." He said, "Mary, a child will be born. A son will be given, but make no mistake about it. This is no ordinary child. The government is going to be on his shoulder. His name shall be called Jesus, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, God-man. Man-God, the God-man. And that's because his name is called Wonderful. Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And then right here, the angel said, "Mary, you're not the only one who's found favor with God. In the next verses, the angel said, "Your cousin Elizabeth has been with child for 6 months now. She didn't know it, but she was carrying John the Baptist." So after the angel told her that, it says Mary ran to a city of Judah to see her cousin Elizabeth. And the moment that she entered into Elizabeth's house, and I've told you all how much I love this. Every time I think about this, this is just so glorious to me. The moment that Mary entered into Elizabeth's house, John the Baptist, leaped in her womb for joy. Just absolutely leaped for joy. There's another one. I found another one. John said, soon as Mary walked into that house, John said, "Count me in. Count me in. My soul magnifies the Lord." That's what he was saying in that womb. My soul magnifies the Lord. I exalt him right there in that womb. I exalt him. I make my boast in him. I make my boast in him too. That womb confined his body, but it couldn't confine his joy. It couldn't confine his worship. Couldn't confine his desire to magnify the Lord with all the saints of God. Look at verse 39. "And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she spake out with a loud voice and said, 'Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come unto me?'" There's another one. Elizabeth said, "Me too. Me too." I've titled this message, "And Mary Said," because that's the reference that led me over here to all of this in the first place. But I could have titled this, "Me too. Me too. Count me in too. I have to boast too. I have to exalt and magnify him too. I have to do it too." Is it not so that every child of God desires the same thing? Every child of God cries the same thing. We're about to, you know, end the message here by looking at what Mary said. This is what we're trying to get to. "And Mary said." See if you don't say the same thing. See if your heart doesn't cry the same thing. Even though John couldn't talk yet, John said it. Elizabeth said it. Look at verse 43. Elizabeth said, "And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed." Blessed is the sinner who has given faith to believe. "For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." She said, "If God said it, it'll be so." Verse 46 says, "And Mary said." All the prophets, all the lawgivers, the psalm writers, all the brethren of the Old Testament, they had their opportunity to say their boast all through the Old Testament. They all had their opportunity. John had his opportunity to say his boast. Elizabeth had her opportunity to say her boast. And now Mary says, and I pray we have been given the opportunity by God to say the same thing with her. Verse 46, "And Mary said, 'My soul doth magnify the Lord.'" There's a reference right there to Hannah. If you have a reference, you see by my soul, that little A, it says 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1. That's a reference to Hannah, Samuel's mother. We don't have time to veer off over there, but Hannah said, me too. Me too. Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. My strength, my horn, is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies because I rejoice in thy salvation. Me too. My soul doth magnify the Lord too. All glory goes to Him. All honor goes to Him. All praise goes to Him. Me too. Verse 46. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, Jesus Christ. Mary said, I rejoice in Jesus Christ. Let it be known, I rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul told the Philippians, he said, we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. He said, everything that used to be gain to me, I count it all dung that I might win Christ and be found in Him. What he was saying was, me too. I rejoice in Him too. Why? Why, Mary? Why do you say this? Look at verse 48. She said, for He hath regarded the low estate of His handmaiden. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for He hath regarded the low estate of His handmaiden. She said, it's because He looked on me. He was mindful of me. Let me ask you a question. Do you realize how easy it would have been for Him to pass you by? You realize that? Do I realize how easy it would have been for Him to pass me by? Do we realize how many people He is passing by in Kingsport, Tennessee? She said, my soul magnifies Him because He looked on me. He was mindful of me. I magnify Him because in my low estate, she said, my sinful estate, my ruined condition, He regarded me. Once my soul was astray from the heavenly way and was wretched and vile as could be, but my Savior in love gave me peace from above when He reached down His hand for me. One of these days, we're going to really enter into the glory of that. We really will. I can't believe that He reached down for me. Verse 46, Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, Jehovah. Verse 47, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, Jehovah the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 48, for He hath regarded the low estate of His handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. And we do, don't we? That's what all of God's people call themselves and call each other. Blessed. So blessed. If we have received the gift of Christ, if we've received the gift of mercy and grace and peace with God through the salvation that is in Christ Jesus our Lord, then that's all that can be said. That's all we can say. We're just blessed. So blessed. It's amazing to think that God, Christ, would enter the womb of that woman and be in that woman. Well, God has entered the soul of every one of His children. Blessed. Verse 49 says, For he that is mighty hath done to me great things. This is a wonderful message. She preached a wonderful message right here. Can we say that with Mary? Can we go and tell how great things the Lord has done for us? Like that Gadarene lunatic who, after the Lord clothed him, sat him down, and put him in his right mind, he went around telling everybody, "Me too. Me too. Oh, he has done great things for me too." That's all we can say. That's our message. That is our witness. That's our testimony, if you will. Let me show you. I don't know if you know this, but I want to show you what the testimony is of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church, okay? Hold your place right here and turn over to Psalm 126. Psalm 126. If anybody ever asks you, what is y'all's testimony down there? What is your creed? You know, what's your statement of faith? Tell them it's Psalm 126, verse 3. It says, "The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad." That's it. That's it. It's already done. God did it. And we're happy about it. That's exactly what Mary said. Go back to our text, verse 49, Luke 1, verse 49. She said, "For he that is mighty hath done to me great things." Oh, the great things of the cross, the great things of redemption, the great things of justification, the great things of satisfying God on our behalf. Mary said at the end of that verse, "Holy is his name. Holy, holy, holy. Reverend is his name and his name alone. Holy and reverend." Verse 50 says, she said, "And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation." Thank God. She said, "This is why I magnify him. His mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation." Every soul that's caused to fear the Lord. Every soul that has been given wisdom from above, the wisdom to fear this holy God. She said, "Thank God his mercy has not run out and it never will. This is why I magnify him. His mercy is so abundant, there is plenty to extend to generation upon generation until generations are no more." I want our children to hear this. I don't know if the Lord's coming back in 5 minutes or 500 years. But until that time comes, I pray the Lord would save us and our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. Verse 51, she said, "He hath showed strength with his arm, the strength of salvation by the right hand and the holy arm of God, Jesus Christ our Lord." Isaiah 52 says, "The Lord hath made bare his holy arm." That's Christ, the saving strength of God. "He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts." Those who walk in pride, he's able to abase. Verse 52, "He hath put down the mighty from their seats," the self-mighty, the proud, the self-righteous. And she went on to say, "He has exalted them of low degree." Mary said, "I exalt him and I magnify him and I boast in him. And it's all because he exalted his lowly sinful people in himself. When he was lifted up, we were lifted up in him. From the cross of condemnation all the way to the throne of his glory, his eternal glory." Verse 53, she said, "He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich hath he sent away empty." He hath filled the hungry with good things. What has he filled us with? Christ. The bread of life, the water of life, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Verse 54, "He hath helped, he hath holpen his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever." Mary said, "He has filled us, he has helped us, he has spoken to us, he has spoken peace to us through his blood." Can we not say that with Mary? In verse 55, she said, "He spoke that to Abraham and to all of his chosen seed forever." That's his promise forever. And hearing that, what does that make us want to say? I'll tell you what it makes me want to say. Me too. Me too. Me too, Lord, please extend that to me too. Thank God, along with every redeemed soul in Christ, I make my boast in him too. Thank God. By God's grace, we can say that. We say it fearfully, humbly, but we say it. I make my boast in him. And I love it every time I hear someone say, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together." Magnify the Lord with me. Let's exalt him together. That makes me say, amen. There's nothing I would rather do. May God give us the ability to do that. For his glory, for our good. Amen. All right, let's all stand together.